Hey, what's up, beautiful people? All right, so I just wanted to talk today real quick about the breakdown that I had in my head for redesigning yourself, right? I mean, we are all always trying to get better. And in order to get better, we need to find out what are some of our weaknesses. And we don't really want to stay stuck trying to fix anything. We just want to make sure that we're doubling down on life as far as giving our best to everything and the things that we're good at even better. So if you're good at something, if you enjoy doing something more than something else, that's where you should be putting all your energy and efforts on. And then the rest, the redesigning, the breaking down of the negative is just something that we can tweak little by little. And one of the most important parts of that is that we don't take too much time on that. Don't give it too much energy, okay? So in that breakdown, I wanted to talk about most people that I know, they really need protection from themselves, mostly because of their egos, their self-doubts, and just a bunch of lies that they themselves have held on to. They just keep holding on to things that have happened to them in the past, or what people are going to say, what people are going to do, whatever the reason might be. I meet a lot of people and entrepreneurs that they feel like they don't want to modify something because it might push their clients away, or because people might unfollow them. Like, getting followers on social media is just as good as people unfollowing you. Sometimes that's really good for your business because you're going to get followers that are real engagement towards you and your company. Or in your personal life, you're going to leave, friends are going to leave you, and then the people that are going to come around are people that are really going to engage with you and help you become a better person, inspire you, motivate you, things like that. And that's why they have done, those people that have need protection from themselves because of all of the things that they've, their egos and their self-doubts and everything, that's why they have done, you know, they can't be determined, okay? Because there's just so many variables that are around in their head that they can't really get to that one thing, okay? But it's hurting you. All those lies, all that ego, all those self-doubts, all those things are negative thoughts. Those negative thoughts, they feed the drama in your life and adversity. With that added fuel that you're fueling that drama and adversity in your life, all that negativity feeds lies. It's all lies at the end of the day, okay? That you think somebody might be offended, or that you think somebody might leave, or you think that people are not gonna talk to you, or you think your parents are gonna not talk to you, or whatever. Those are all lies. And finally, all those lies, they constantly feed themselves as they feed a mental sickness or a mental and spiritual stagnation. So if you become stagnant, if you don't know what to do in life, if you believe that everybody is out to get you, or everybody's against you, or your job, you're stuck there, or anything that keeps you with this anxiety that you're supposed to be something better or something bigger, or that's why you feel like changing your life because you know you were created for something greater, but you end up scrolling through your social media, wasting away your time to build it. Here is where it all comes down to. It comes down to thinking all that negativity, just having it in your head, is going to keep you there. That's your cage that you've built for yourself. So please, if you can understand what it starts with, not just taking away the negative thoughts and putting positive thoughts, because that's just cliche. It's more than just keeping positive thoughts. It's finding your cruise control in your life to where it's not work-life balance or anything like that. It's a balance within yourself that you're okay, that you are happy, that you are committed to your life in a happy way. That's what's gonna make you feel good. In your head, you have to make sure that the thoughts are, I'm okay, I'm here. You gotta have faith in that everything is fine, that none of these lies that are in your head are gonna happen. Or if they happen, so what? You deal with them, okay? You jump through the hoops. Yesterday, I was talking to an entrepreneur. She wants to help, you know, special needs kids. And one of her things was, you know, I try to do an event with, you know, these people, but they gave me too many variables that I had to do in order to do that event. And I was like, so what? This is a very good opportunity. Why didn't you jump through the hoops? Why didn't you do the paperwork that you had to do? Why didn't you pay the money you had to pay? It's not about it was worth it. It was just too much work for her. And I think that's where we get stuck.